This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 29 for Monday, August 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Monday morning on strong upticks in Chicago soybeans and especially soy oil. However, gains in canola are stepping away from earlier highs. The November canola contract rises $9.90 at $874.30 per ton. The January contract gains $7.60 at $861 per ton. There's additional support from gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Meanwhile, declines in Chicago soy meal are weighing on values. Rain over the weekend put a stop to much of the harvesting across the prairies, with parts of Saskatchewan and Manitoba receiving 25 to 75 millimeters. Although the much-needed moisture is of little benefit to cereals and canola, it will help later planted crops and those taking longer to develop. Ice canola crush margins took another tumble on Friday. The upfront contracts fell back to $3 to $4 per ton. The Canadian dollar is stronger this morning, with the loonie at 78.56 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 77.78. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour, which wrapped up last week, issued its United States-wide estimates for corn and soybeans. The tour pegs corn production at nearly 15.12 billion bushels on an average yield of 177 bushels per acre. Soybeans are to come in at almost 4.44 billion bushels on an average yield of 51.2 bushels per acre. The tour's estimates are somewhat higher than those issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture earlier this month. The USDA reports a private sale of about 459,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Delivery is to be during the upcoming marketing year. The department will issue its weekly export inspections report later this morning, followed by its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The November contract rises 9 cents at $13 per bushel. October soy oil jumps 1.96 cents at 58.72 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down $3.10 at 348.80 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Monday, with the December contract dipping 1 cent at 536 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract rising 8.5 cents at 503. Wheat futures are higher as well on Monday. Chicago December climbs 10 cents at 7.38. Kansas City December is up 6 cents at 7.21.5. And Minneapolis December gains 8.5 cents at 9.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 23rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.